720 WGN. I do find it to be a source of frustration on how much data is collected on us, whether we get in our car and it's our dashboard, whether it's an app we're using, our phone. And John Williams and I got into a great discussion about it earlier today because he's like, wouldn't you want your ads to be personalized? But there's so much more to it than that because they're collecting that data and they're selling it. And that's my frustration. Someone said for each app, Apple tells you what info is collected about you. Worth looking at this info when deciding to use an app. I do know they ask, do you want this app to be allowed to track you or not? And I always say no. But, you know, this has always been a conversation. Remember the candidate, his last name was Yang. That's what somebody was texting in 2016 during one of the Democratic debates. He said, who is paying you for your personal data? It's the most valuable asset you have. We're not being paid for it, but people are making money on it every day. If you, as a good consumer, want to keep up on everything, you should check out checkbook.org. It's a nonprofit organization. About once a month, Kevin Brasler pops into the studio and they give us a free run for anyone listening. And that's nice because there is some information that's behind a paywall. Kevin, welcome to the studio. How are you today?
Thanks, Lisa. Good to see you.
Tell everybody exactly in your words what checkbook.org is.
Well, we're a nonprofit resource. We were founded by consumers. We're just here for consumers. And we're here to advocate for consumers and educate them on you know, ways to get good prices and save money and avoid hassles. We also, in the Chicago area, evaluate local businesses, local services, from roofing contractors to doctors and dentists to veterinarians, financial services. And we're funded just by consumers. We don't sell ads. We don't run ads. We don't get, you know, referral fees from the businesses we evaluate. We're just here to help educate consumers and help them out.
So before we get to roofers and before we get to price matching or adjustments, let's talk about that thing, that permission slip. The Consumer Reports has come out with a useful app. Tell me how it works.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, you know, companies just relentlessly scoop up data about us, and there's really little we can do about it. I mean, even if you opt out of some of the sharing, data are often collected in ways that we weren't unaware of. Our cars collect information about us. Every time you use a device, it collects information about us. When you go to stores in person, they often track us while we're in the stores using Wi-Fi. And really, you know, a lot of people said, as you mentioned, you know, someone said, well, I don't really care so much if I'm getting targeted with ads. And that's the effect we see. But the problem is we don't know often what data is being collected. And more importantly, we don't know what's being sold to data brokers who then share our data all over the place, resell it. We have little control over it. And the worst thing about it, Lisa, is that it's not just about the targeted ads and invasion of our privacy, which I think is obviously important. But it's now because criminals have hacked into so many corporate databases, all this personal information is just out there for sale on the dark web. And there's little we can do to control it until now.
Okay, back up for a second. So you're telling me, well, I'm in a store, I'm really being tracked, so they can watch how long I stand and look at a product. And of course, I know I'm on videotape when I'm checking out because everything's a self-service checkout these days.
Yep. Companies, again, they just relentlessly scoop up information about us. The new saying is that data, consumer data, is the new oil. Right, it's so valuable that there are companies out there selling stuff, and they're not making it much, if anything, on the products or services they're selling us. They're there to exist to scoop up as much personal information about us as they can, because that's the real profitable item they have that they sell off to data brokers. And so what Consumer Reports has done, they've built this great app where they've developed this, and it's now, I think it came out in October, where you can download this app. You know, give it your information, your email address, or whatever, and you can tell hundreds of companies one by one, look, knock this off. Don't resell my data. It tells you what kinds of data the companies say that they're collecting, and then you can tell them, don't do this. Don't do this anymore. And also, you can tell it, if I have an account with this company and I don't want to have that account anymore, you can tell them to close it, which is really important because a lot of us, I know I do, I probably have 100 accounts out there that I just don't use that streaming service anymore. I don't shop at that store anymore. And I really don't want them collecting data about me anymore. And it's also a big security risk because if they get hacked, well, now all that information is in the hands of criminals who are going to try to, you know, steal my identity.
You're right. I mean, we sign up for a lot of stuff. So those apps that we don't use, those people we don't do business with, they're still collecting information on us?
Yeah, I mean, they're doing everything they can because, again, our own data has become really valuable to businesses out there with good reason. I mean, you know, they're very sophisticated in manipulating us using marketing tricks to get us to buy from them. And then the more they know about us, the more they can tailor their marketing to us. But again, I really think the worst thing here is that criminals, because so many companies have had their data hacked, have all this information in their hands, and now they can build more sophisticated ways to prey on us, to either steal our identities or to get us to click on a link in an email or a text where you thought it was from a legitimate company, and so on. And identity theft has become, you know, just really, I mean, I call it a worldwide scamdemic. At this point, if you have any credit history at all out there, it's probably been compromised because so many companies have been hacked, have been breached.
Kevin, did you invent that word, scamdemic? Because I like it.
I'm not sure if I'm the one who originally coined it, but I'll take credit for it. I'm fine with that.
I'll give you credit for it. Checkbook.org, if you add on to that, WGN Radio/free, you'll have access to the entire site. One of the things you're talking about is roofing, because this is a time of year when people put a new roof on their house. Yeah. And sometimes they just pick up the flyer at the end of their driveway and decide to do business with that person. What are some tips you can give to people who are putting a new roof on their house?
Yeah, well, don't go by flyers, and definitely don't go by the companies that come door to door and say things like, oh, I'm doing a new roof for your neighbor, I can get started tomorrow. Another trick a lot of these companies use, a lot of bad actors use, is they say, well, there's been damage from a storm in your neighborhood. You know, we can do this. All you have to do is pay your insurance company a deductible and we'll take care of it to get a new free roof. If you think you've had damage, contact your insurance company. But no matter what, if you need a new roof, contact good contractors. You invite them out to bid on the project. And you definitely want to get at least 3, maybe even 5 bids, because our undercover shoppers, when we collect prices for new roofs for 3 homes in this area, we got bids from dozens of companies for each of the roofs, found huge price differences from company to company for the exact same work, the same shingles, the same home. And we found that even among really good contractors, those that get really high ratings from our subscribers when we survey them about them, are just as likely to quote high prices as low prices. So just because you got a low price, it may be a red flag, but it's probably not. If you've made sure you're dealing with good contractors, it's better to go with a low price, because we found some companies charge double what others do for the same work.
And many people don't go through the bidding process. Let me put a pitch in for Lindholm Roofing. They're one of our advertisers, family-owned business. They do good work. But Kevin, this is like a joke in Northern Illinois where you're like, oh, there was a storm, I get a free roof. I think everybody's like, oh, that guy just wants to come in and bill my insurance company. But that's just going to result in more costs for us down the road, right?
It will. And you, what you really want to avoid is filing a false claim, right? There isn't damage to your roof and you got a new roof. I mean, you don't want to be complicit in some criminal scheme, basically, to defraud insurance companies. It's why I think it's really important that if you think you might have damage, definitely contact your insurance company. You know, there are certain signs. If there are missing shingles, or if you're having leaks, if you spot water spots on your ceiling, then yeah, it's probably time to at least have it checked out. You may be able to get away with the repair, which can only cost maybe $1,000 or so, as opposed to a whole new roof. I mean, new roofs are astonishingly expensive now. Even if you have a modest size home, you're going to pay $10,000 or more for a new roof.
Absolutely. Okay, Kevin Brassler in studio. Next, after the news with Lauren Lapka, we're going to talk about price matching and price adjustments. What corporations allow it, what big box stores will not do it. But that's all next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.
Kevin Brassler is in studio. He's with checkbook.org, and they've given us all a free run. There's a lot of free content on there, but of course some is behind a paywall. But if you go to checkbook.org/WGN Radio/free, you have access to all of it, including reviews of many different products available or services here in Chicago. So, Kevin, every time you come in, people have questions. Let me run a few by you before we get into price matching, okay?
Sure.
How do you feel about DuckDuckGo as a browser?
I think it's far better than Chrome. You know, DuckDuckGo, it essentially promises not to share your data with others, to sell your data to data brokers. It's far better, again, than Chrome. I guess I'll just repeat it over and over again. it has better privacy features in place than most other browsers.
Somebody else also pointed that those apps that you said that we all forget are still, you know, with us, or we signed up for something, even if they're not activated, they can use Wi-Fi to collect data off your phone. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure exactly how it's operationalized, but I do know that you know, companies just continue through cookies, through, you know, tracking our whereabouts in their stores using Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, are very interested in our behavior, and not just our behavior online, but our behavior when we're in our cars, and our cars are transmitting information back to automakers. Devices themselves, often you can't turn off this type of tracking. And really, you know, I mean, the biggest problem is that we have little say in it. We often don't know what information they're collecting or what they're doing with it. And worst case, a lot of companies make it difficult to close accounts. There's no way to do so on their websites, which I think is very sketchy. I mean, if I can sign up for something on your website, why can't I sign out of it?
That happened when I bought a Toyota. I was downloading the app while I'm still there, and then it wouldn't work. And she goes, well, you clicked all the boxes, right? And I said, no, I clicked no on all the boxes. They're collecting all this information about me. She's like, well, it won't work unless you click yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's really annoying is that at most retailers these days, in order to get the lowest prices, you have to sign up for all this crap.
Right.
And, you know, even in grocery stores, you have to sign up for digital coupons and all this stuff and have their app in order to get the best prices at some grocery stores now. And I just think it's become a scourge. I mean, it's no longer about, you know, the retailers always say, well, we're just trying to collect this information to better serve you. But that's nonsense. We all know what's going on here, right? They're mining our data and selling it.
Few other things before we have to let you go. A texter said a lot of places won't let you return an item, even with the receipt, without scanning your driver's license. I always refuse this because I feel they're getting a lot more info than they need for a simple return. If they want to see it, fine, but no scanning or swiping. Does Kevin agree?
Yeah, I'm not sure why they're making such a big deal out of it, because even fake IDs you can get these days are scannable. So, I mean, you know, they should just check your ID and move on. The scanning, I don't understand what's the point of that. I guess it's to verify the information that's actually on the ID, but those are easily faked these days.
Right. Someone also said, because we want to go into price matching for a couple minutes before I let you go, in case you don't know, Lisa, Binny's will price match Costco in the Chicagoland area. My favorite wine is $4 cheaper at Costco in Naperville than Binny's in Glen Ellen, so the Binny's will honor the Costco receipt and price. Jen says that's true. I don't know that to be true, but man, if that's true, another win for Costco. But what about price matching? Does that work? Is it worth our time, Kevin?
Well, I think it can be. We checked into the price matching and price adjustment policies of 100 major retailers and found that at about 2/3 will either do one or the other. The one would be price matching a competitor's price if they offer it for a lower price, and you can show them that you can get it for less at that retailer, as the caller indicated. Another are price adjustments, and these I think are even more useful, where if you buy something and then that retailer later discounts it for even less, you know, usually within a week or two, you can go back to that retailer and say, hey, you're selling it for less now. I'd like you to make a price adjustment to credit me for the difference. The surprising thing we found was we tested a lot of these policies out. We went into stores and called out customer service after we'd bought something and found it's usually really easy to get these additional savings. It's just you have to ask. It's not going to be automatic.
Interesting. I like that idea. It requires a lot more of us as a consumer. But quickly, before I let you go, there is a piece you sent me about tips on how to be a good consumer.
Yeah, these are our seven top strategies. We interviewed lots of consumer experts and interviewed ourselves, I guess. And among them are, you know, the first thing is to shop around. I mean, make sure you can't pay less for an item or for a service. If you are getting any work done in your home and you can get bids for it, definitely do that, because we just see these huge price differences. And another one, I think this is key these days, is to go ahead and freeze your credit report with each of the three major credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, because right now identity thieves have so much information about us that it's quite easy to forge our identities and commit fraud on our behalf. And it becomes a major headache if that happens. By freezing your credit, it basically, if you need to apply for a new loan or to sign up for a new cell phone service or rent a new apartment or whatever, you can unfreeze your credit. They have to do it very quickly. It's free to do so, and then you could freeze it back again. It really thwarts criminals.
All right. You'll find all that stuff at checkbook.org. A free run if you're a WGN listener. Just go to checkbook.org/WGN radio/free. Kevin, always great to have you in studio. Have a good day.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Coming up next, Kelsey Kirstein from News Nation. Wisconsin is not going to give their student athletes in high school the opportunity to profit from name, image, likeness. It's already happening in Illinois. We talked a bit about it earlier, but we'll get the latest from Kelsey next. First, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.